ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the new year. One day late.
It is an entirely new show.
Yep, everything's different. Nothing's changed.
That's right.
Armin J.
That is amazing because it's so accurate.
It is very accurate.
We have new intros.
We have new science.
We've got the same music.
We have new people.
Except that we have the same people.
They're all the same.
We're gonna talk about a whole lot of nothing.
Yep.
We've got some special guests in studio.
Yep.
Man, it's pretty much the same show.
The coffee's brewing.
It's
come
pretty
on
much
in.
The same show. Okay. All right. So don't be worried. If you loved what it used to be, it's Tim
it's
Awesome
the
Morning
same.
Party.
It's the same. We just Steve-O made new intros. We got a bunch of them, though.
Yeah.
I feel like we should make, like, 5 more.
Okay.
We should put in... We could think of some more stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
Got this. Speaking of newness, awesomeness...
Ooh.
We have some friends from the Tennessee area who are in town.
Originally from the New Mexico area.
Yep.
The Albuquerque area.
The girls in Poema.
Poema.
They're going to be coming in studio today, hanging out with us. That'll be fun.
That will be fun.
Also going to be talking with the Aspen Project today. It's
yep.
Thursday. And I couldn't be more excited because on this new year, some incredibleness has already happened.
It has.
Sports!
Tell them what's going on in your life, Steve-O.
Well, 2014 is already better than the entirety of 2013 in the world of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Because we've hired a new coach.
Let me hear about it.
Oh, just a dude named Lovie Smith, former head coach of the Chicago Bears, has ties to the organization because he was an assistant underneath Tony Dungy.
Yeah?
And he's an incredible defensive coach.
Wow.
Which means I believe that our Tampa defense, which used to have a name of being one of the best in the league, is going to return to form. That's what I think. So anyways, that's all the sports news I have.
That's all the sports? There's no
Michigan
other coaches?
Michigan State beat Stanford
in the Rose Bowl
yesterday.
In the Rose Bowl!
We watched a little bit of that. It was the 100th Rose Bowl.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Been playing football a long time.
At
what you want,
man?
I can't throw that football over in mountains. Been playing for 150 years.
Yeah, no more coaching news. And, you know, 5 teams are looking for a head coach. And I think that's why the Bucs locked down Lovie Smith so quickly, because he had already interviewed with the Texans. And, pretty much every team that needed a coach
mm-hmm.
was interested. When he was fired by the Bears, he had a 10-6 season.
That doesn't make sense.
I know.
It's because Steve Ryman told us that it's because that year Chicago lost to the Packers.
Yep.
Which is their greatest rival,
so
known to mankind.
I'll be totally okay if we have a 10-6 record.
Heck yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Well, just think about it. That kid,
gosh.
Glennon,
yes.
is good.
Yes.
So when he's under the tutelage
yeah.
of Lovie Smith, it's going to get better.
Man, we have like 17 good running backs.
Yeah, you do.
Doug Martin, who went down with injury.
The muscle hamster.
Then Mike James, who went down with injury.
Mike James.
And they're like, let's give it to Rainey. Oh, Brian Leonard? Yeah, he's good too.
Wow.
So, I feel like next year is going to be a good year.
You got old Vincent Jackson.
Remember
old Benny J hanging out.
Yes.
Tons of good. That's a good team. It's going to be good. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Oh, no.
I'm very excited.
We've got a year to wait.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Up next, Super Bowl.
2014. We started off 2014, interestingly.
Oh, yeah, you did, huh? This guy over here, he got scared.
Watched it. We watched our first movie of 20. Well, actually, that was the second
the
movie.
The second movie. The first movie was Monsters University, and that's when I was scared.
Yeah.
That movie was excellent.
The movie was incredible.
You got to hand it to Pixar.
Yeah.
They're going to make you cry.
Yeah, every time. So we rocked some of that action. And then last night, I can't believe I'd never seen it, but we finally watched World War Z last night.
Well, you've had it for a while.
I've owned that movie for a long time, because everyone I know. Not even like zombie movie fans, but just like movie fans said, no, you need to see it. It's different. It's not what you're thinking. You should see it. And I would agree. There was no language in that movie.
Not really.
Going back afterwards, it was thinking about it. It was a really intense movie, and they didn't have to rely on like crazy gore or crazy language or
intense.
It was just, it reminded me of the original Alien movie in the sense that it was like very suspenseful, sucked you in, but in a different way. Anyways, enjoyed. Gonna enjoy 2014 a lot. I can already tell.
Mm-hmm.
We got big things.
Big things.
Birthdays on the way.
Breaking news on the way.
Yep. To get you there, we got some music. Because it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Guys, we're addicted to this game.
It is so ridiculous.
The game of life. The game of life.
I'm a level 7. I'm in superhero comics.
I'm just level 6. Level 6.
Wait, what was the last question? I said Wednesday because I thought it was...
Thursday.
Oh, I thought it was... Obviously, I didn't read it. Because comics come out on Wednesdays. So I was it's Wednesdays.
Which day of the week is arguably named for a Marvel character?
Oh, man. I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, Wednesday, obviously, because that's when comics come out. Wait,
Trivia Thursday.
Wasn't paying attention because we got a show to do.
We got a show to do for you.
Coming up at 6:45, we do a little something called birthdays where we like to highlight birthdays. So if it is your birthday, happy birthday. Send a shout out in studio at mystaticradio.com. Bawataba out in Austria sent a shout out.
Woo!
To say Happy New Year. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, friend.
I'm ready for 2014. I know you are because it's been 2014 for like half a day longer for you.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Maybe.
It's like half a day.
I know.
He lives in the future.
Somebody from a different country that I follow on Instagram put up something like 16 hours before it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
see?
They're like, Happy New Year!
Okay. Maybe
that's
they were
tomorrow.
It was like a preemptive strike. They were just really...
Pew, pew!
They were getting ready for New Year's.
Did you see... You saw my picture I put up on New Year's, right?
The one of you and Joey?
No. My best friend. The Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Did you like it?
I don't think you did, friend.
You better get on there.
Really? Come on.
You better hurry up.
But
hey,
I like you.
This is the year of friendship.
I like you in real life. Is it the year of friendship?
Doesn't count.
Oh.
Doesn't count unless you like all of my social media. Sorry.
Oh, man. Is it time for breaking news? Are we ready to do this?
Yeah, we're going to try it.
Oh, man.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news 2014. Player, player. Woo. Woo. You can tell I'm stalling.
It's okay.
Not stalling.
No.
Stalling. No. You get it.
I got it.
He gets it.
I get it.
Guys, they've officially legalized recreational marijuana use in Colorado.
I had a buddy who was in Colorado yesterday and took a picture of the line.
Look at this.
That is ridiculous.
I've got a picture here in front of me, and this is from Yahoo News.
Yeah.
It's an aerial photo of a pot store.
Okay.
And the line is out the door, all the way around the building, into the parking lot, and then some. So, a lot of people excited about that. Now, but there are some restrictions. Like, you can't go in there and buy, like, a duffel bag. But that's not like a duffel bag.
No, it's not like a duffel bag.
When I see the drug movies, I just assume that you put the green in the duffel bag.
Ah.
You put the money in the paper bag. No, wait. You put the green in the... When Dawn and I went on our honeymoon, we went to Jamaica. And there was a staff talent show at the resort where we stayed. And this guy got up and he was a rapper. And he had this song. And he was like, you put the green in the paper bag. Paper bag. Put the money in the duffel bag. Duffel bag. That's the closest I've ever gotten.
Wow.
To being a drug dealer. He gave me the instructions. So now I know.
So now you know.
I'm like, well, if I ever have to go into that, I guess. And I think Breaking Bad backed that up. Pretty sure I saw a couple of
duffel bags.
Uh-oh. Yeah. My mom just texted me.
Uh-oh.
This isn't going to be good. Good morning. Oh, yeah. She wants me to send her all my Walt Disney World pictures.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be about the new weed policy in Denver.
I thought she was going to be like, good morning. You better not ever go to Colorado. But, Mom, I'm 30 years old.
No! Yeah, it's legal now in the state of Colorado. And we were watching the news. They were saying that Durango will probably become the closest area for New Mexicans. But if you live out of state, you can still purchase it.
Mm.
It's just a smaller amount if you have an out-of-state driver's license. How crazy is this?
We live in a crazy world.
Recreational use.
I know. I'll tell you this. And we're not getting into the whole pot debate. But
no,
I will say this. I do believe that the rest of the country will have legalized it for recreational use within the next 10 years.
Oh, absolutely.
We got this little thing in America where we like to be just as cool as the next guy.
Yep.
And Colorado just said, we're cooler than all of you.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. I know what you mean.
From certain perspectives.
Right. Yeah.
So now everybody's going to be like, hey, wait a second. I'm cool too.
And Rocky we're right Mountain. Below them. I have a feeling we're going to be within the next 5.
Yeah, geographically, New Mexico is right below Colorado. But in coolness levels, way below.
Yeah.
It's
way cooler.
Way
Denver
cooler up there.
Because
but
it's
the
cold.
Same altitude
it
here.
Is. Yeah,
so you would think, okay, check this out. More breaking news. A beloved Catholic priest was found slain in a California church rectory.
Yeah, what?
Just saw this. This is from CNN. I'm telling you guys all of our sources because we don't have our sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Our trusty, unreliable sheet of paper. So we had to go to the internet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, a beloved Roman Catholic priest found dead Wednesday in his church rectory, spurring police to launch a murder investigation and those he touched to try to make a sense of his sudden passing. Wow, this is in Eureka, California. The police chief, Andy Mills, said officers responded to a call from the staff at the St. Bernard Church, and they first came across the victim around 9 a.m. on Wednesday. He did not elaborate on how the death occurred, adding Wednesday night that there were no suspects.
Wow.
So, that kind of sucks.
We'll keep that updated.
Yeah, we need to watch that.
It's like a movie.
Yeah, it's like a scene out of Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
I'm not making light of it. That's all I have to relate to it. Oh, look at this. Some passengers were rescued from an icebound ship. A helicopter from a nearby Chinese icebreaker ferried passengers off a ship that was stuck in Antarctic ice. Wait, what does that say? 12 at a time. Oh, okay. So they had to ferry the people. I thought it was like at 12. 12 what? The girl that's in The Big Bang Theory got married.
Yeah.
And she described it as the best night of her life.
Uncle Phil passed away.
Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What's his name? James Avery?
Yep, James Avery.
He passed away. He was also the voice of Shredder on the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
cartoon.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And I was trying to remember Shredder's voice, and then I made the connection in my head. I was like, that was him.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, look at this. After 10 days stranded far from home, all 52 passengers from a ship stuck in Antarctic ice have now been transferred by helicopter to an Australian icebreaker.
Wow.
10 days stranded. We think it's cold here. This was in the Antarctic.
After watching World War Z, I feel like that would be a safe place to be.
Yeah?
Because they were all on like aircraft carriers or whatever out in the middle of the ocean. I'm like, man, that's a really good idea.
That is.
Well, why didn't I think of that?
You would have to do that. But if one got on one of those boats,
yeah, that's true.
That'd be the end. I wonder if they can swim. Can zombies swim? According to The Walking Dead, they cannot swim.
They're dead. Well, according to... was it Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead, one of the dead, where they went to like an island because they were like, we're going to go to this island because they can't. And it just took them a long time because they were like in the bottom of the ocean, just kind of moving around because they don't breathe. It's kind of, yeah. And they finally made it to the island.
How can they not breathe though?
Because they're not alive.
No, they're not alive, but the human body requires oxygen to continue. So like for the organs and stuff to keep working.
Are you trying to use science to explain
I'm just trying to think about
movie?
It. I'm trying to think about it. Zombies are real, man. Haven't you ever read
That's
the
true,
book
because
of
they do starve, huh? Because they're...
Yeah.
They get hungry and...
Exactly. Well, they have
wait,
to
wait,
have...
Wait, 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 wait. No, 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 no.
They have to have regular motor function.
Yeah, but no, because there are, like, so many zombies that just their chests are busted open or, like, something crazy's
That's
going
true.
On. They're missing arms and stuff.
So they don't breathe?
So they don't... They can't really breathe. Because if your chest is, like, open...
Yeah, I guess so, because some of them are... They have holes in their
yeah.
lungs and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I'm starting to think they're not real. It just doesn't seem... Just doesn't seem
just
plausible.
Seem, yeah.
It just doesn't seem... I don't know. I don't know. The Pope is calling for strength, courage, and hope towards all efforts towards peace in the new year. That's
right.
That's what he's saying. He's saying, hey, all you people out there, let's work towards peace. All
right.
It's a pretty good thing to say.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
It's 2014.
You never know.
We saw a list of films that people are anticipating for 2014.
Yeah, the top, or the 40, it was a list of 40 movies.
Man.
Most anticipated. One that was not on the list that I was disappointed, it was an honorable mention down at the bottom, was Dumb and Dumber 2.
That was an honorable mention?
It was an honorable mention. It wasn't even like a... I'm upset. Anyway, there's a lot of news floating around out there, but it's time for birthdays. So we're going to move
on. It's just about time, huh?
Look, it says right
Shall
here.
We?
6:45.
Oh, see, you're like, that's 2 minutes off. Mine only says 6:43. That computer lives in the future with Bawataba in Austria.
Maybe that's why. Oh, my gosh. Wait, maybe there's some different news here. Let me see. From the future. Hang on. I'm just going to click one page forward. U.S. Island getaways. I don't feel like that's a news item, but this is. If you use that little app called Snapchat.
Yeah.
Check this out. Snapchat leak reveals phone numbers. Usernames of 4.6 million users. I don't trust that app at all. I don't have it.
No.
I do not trust that little
app.
Is
that the one where you just like send a picture off?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it disappears, mm-mm. quote unquote, after like so many seconds.
Nope.
And then, but then the company itself revealed after a few months of having like being on.
Yeah.
That they don't actually, the photos don't disappear.
Yeah, see.
They don't, because they can, like, if you get arrested or something, they can get in your phone and they can find those photos.
You need to be careful, people, what you're putting out there.
And it's just, well, now, I mean, I guess if you really care about sending pictures to people, like, you can, I guess Instagram does that now.
Yeah.
I don't know. You could just email them.
So you can, like, befriend people, though, on Snapchat?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't use it. My sister's had... My mom has Snapchat.
No! What? Yeah.
She was like, do you have a Snapchat? And I was like, no! Why do you have Snapchat? But, I don't, you know, my mom's not... My mom's not using it for nefarious reasons.
Right.
Unless she's putting the money in the duffel bag. Anyway, is it time for birthdays?
It's time for birthdays! Okay. Oh, no wonder.
There it is.
There it is. I guess you gotta look at the board and make sure all the lights are up on the right place.
Hey.
Hey!
You wanna talk to someone who uses Snapchat?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you use Snapchat?
1220, extension 1228.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait. I don't know.
Who is that?
I don't know.
That's that lady.
That's
home.
That lady.
Nance has Snapchat?
Yep.
Nance!
We should find out
Nance
about that.
Nance is one of my
best
friends.
We'll do that in the 7 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Maybe we'll interview her.
Hey, Bawat Dabah, just to clarify. It's 8 hours ahead.
Oh, okay.
And Snapchat does have video as well.
Wow.
Like a 5 or 6 second video.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't have it either.
Let's, the three of us, let's get it and send videos to each other.
No.
Like
Matt,
come on, guys.
Like Matt said, it's a little creepy.
Well, aren't we all, though?
Oh, that's yeah. super creepy. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm out.
All right, it's the, what is it, the second day of... 2014.
Yeah. Yep.
363 days left.
That's right.
Boom.
All right. Let's see.
A little quick math for ya.
Okay, that's good math.
Thank you, sir.
You did good.
All right, so from Remember the Titans, Blue Crush, The Horse Whisperer, 21.
Kate Bosworth.
And Superman Returns.
Yep. He's got it.
Yep.
Kate Bosworth.
Kate's birthday. Was she Lois Lane?
Yes, she was.
She was. And was it the best casting ever? I don't know.
I don't want to say she was my least
favorite. It wasn't exactly bad. It just wasn't exactly great. It was no Amy Adams.
No.
I'll say that much.
It was no Margot Kidder.
We'll say that much, too.
All right.
It was no girl from Smallville.
It was no Terry Hatcher.
She played the cheerleader girlfriend on Remember the Titans.
Ah. Oh, yeah, she did, huh?
She played the
surfer girl.
Girlfriend on 21.
She played Surfer Girl in Blue Crush.
I didn't see it.
I did. That movie wasn't that bad.
Yeah. So how old do you think old Kate is?
Old Kate.
32.
33.
31.
Ah!
Someday, guys.
One day.
Someday you'll get there.
Someday. We'll ask her out. Wait.
She played Andrea Zuckerman on Beverly Hills 90210.
Well, the original. What is her name?
Gabrielle Carteris.
I don't know.
She was the girl with
I
the
guess,
glasses.
Yeah, I was reading her bio. She once played a 16-year-old at the age of, like, 29 or something like that. Yeah.
That's good for your self-esteem.
Yep. Let's see. So she is... She was one of the older cast members.
I remember when I found out that the Saved by the Bell cast was actually a lot older than... I was really disappointed.
I'm going to say... 47.
46.
53.
Ah.
She's still getting away with it, isn't she?
Yeah.
Composer Eric Whitaker. Never heard of him.
Me either.
61.
Is this one of his compositions?
You betcha.
It's beautiful.
I don't know why I said old. He's probably not even going to be that old.
What'd you say, 61?
61.
56.
44.
Yep. 44.
See, I knew it.
Yeah. With a name like Eric Whitaker, I mean, that's a young name, right?
That's a young name.
Totally young.
Okay. Let's see. From Men of Honor, As Good as It Gets, Pearl Harbor, Red Tails, and Jerry Maguire.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
You betcha.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
Cuba. Oh,
I guess man. This is the theme from Jerry Maguire.
He was outstanding in this movie.
Show me
the money!
You gotta show me the money.
All right, how old is Cuba?
I like Cuba.
He's good.
44.
42.
6.
Ah!
Yep.
Man.
I never saw all of Jerry Maguire.
Oh!
What?
Okay.
How did you do that?
Okay.
What happened?
Dude. Hey, let me know when you see Silverado, Steve-O.
Dude, but that movie's on my list. Okay.
Did a plane engine fall into your house?
No, I saw plenty of it. I just didn't like watch from the beginning to the end.
I've seen that movie 140,000 times.
What?
Yeah.
Cry every time.
Okay, let's move on.
Every time.
Let's move on.
Guess what I just remembered? What you guys said about SoPo earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It's not open.
That's why this music is playing.
And I'm Po today.
From Private Practice, Chicago, and Equilibrium.
Tay Diggs.
Yeah.
Whoa! This guy.
Come on, I should get some, like, something.
You're getting this jazzy number.
Man, Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs.
He is...
He just cut. He's just cool.
38.
I'm going to say 43.
He's 43.
Yeah!
You got it!
I did get it! We needed to get
I thought we were getting new music.
Nope. We lied. We lied about it. And I've got that glazed look in my eye.
We're rejuvenating it.
I don't like it.
I'm reinvigorated. We need
a
song.
What would be a good, maybe a song? Is there a song that just says, like, happy birthday to you?
Tia Career.
Wow.
Whoa. Is this from Wayne's World?
Is it Tia Career?
I'm really impressed. Yeah.
Is this from
it's Tia's
her
birthday.
Band?
It's Ballroom Blitz, and they played it on Wayne's World.
I remember.
Yeah.
Golly, you got that so fast.
Yeah.
It's like you maybe had a crush on her.
Right? Like, what is up with that? She was also in True Lies.
True Lies! That was a good movie.
And she was on Stitch the movie. I guess she voiced something.
Yeah, She played Lilo's mom.
All righty.
I think. Maybe I'm...
Wow.
What other films were in her discography?
Yeah, Steve-O.
Oh, man. Whatever. When Wayne's World came out, I was in, like, seventh grade.
All right. So how old is Tia?
We're not worthy. We're not worthy. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's okay.
How
old is she?
Well, let's see. The
movie came out. You were in seventh grade?
Mm-hmm. I saw that at the movie theater.
She was a bit older. So I'm going to say... 44.
That was 20 years ago. Let's see, 20 years ago. So she was, you said 44? Man, that's probably pretty good, huh? I'm going to say 45.
47.
Ah!
That's really her singing.
Yeah, dude.
There you go.
Yeah.
A little Tia.
She was awesome.
Yeah, celebrating a birthday.
She's not gone.
She's my age. Is that crazy?
No, yeah, when you put it like that. He stole my heart, and I, your
willing victim. You guys, I don't know if you'll get this from IM5.
Nope.
Boy band.
What is that? IM5.
Yeah, it's IM and then the letter I, the letter M, and the digit 5. Dana Vaughn's.
Nope.
No clue.
All right. Well,
17.
Guess.
16.
15. Gosh, you guys are mean.
Mitch would have known.
Totally would have known all that stuff.
No
all right.
Clue.
All right, we're to dates.
Yay.
Yeah. A neighbor of Matthews.
Yeah.
On this date in history.
Alabama.
Maybe it's not neighboring. No, I think it's neighboring.
Tennessee.
No.
Louisiana.
No.
Arkansas.
No.
Georgia. Nope.
Not neighboring?
Not neighboring.
Okay, I need a geography lesson. Georgia entered the Union on this date in what year?
Ooh. Okay.
Wait, should we just...
Wait, no. We learned this. No, we were talking about
this. Yeah, but I found an excuse to play Ray.
You'd never need an excuse. Just play it.
All right.
I think that's a state song now, isn't
it? Mississippi become a state?
So. 1817.
That's right.
Georgia... was originally kind of like Australia in that Georgia was kind of like a prison state. That's where they sent all the criminals.
And they still do.
Back in the early days.
Chain gang.
Yeah, the early days of the states, I guess.
You think Georgia was a state before or after Mississippi?
Well, Mississippi was the 20th state. I'm going to guess it was before.
Okay.
I'm going to say 1814.
I'm going to guess it was after, and I'm going to say 1819.
1788.
Wow. It was a little bit before.
Yeah, just a little bit. A little bit. On this date in history,
that makes sense.
Gentlemen, President Richard Nixon signs the Emergency Highway Energy Conservation Act, setting a new national maximum speed limit. Prior to 1974, individual states set speed limits within their boundaries, and highway speed limits across the country range from 40 to 80 miles per hour. President Nixon signed a federal law lowering all national highway speed limits to 55 miles per hour.
Yes!
I can't drive that.
The act was intended to force Americans to drive at speeds deemed more fuel efficient, thereby curbing the U.S. appetite for foreign oil. It was during the energy crisis.
Yeah.
Man, they need to bring that back up to 80. Can you imagine if we all could just go 80 miles an hour? Is that a bad thing?
You can.
Yeah.
Like in a lot of these western states.
You're not driven through Montana?
I have not.
Or West Texas, man, 80.
All right, so when did that happen? When did Nixon sign that into law?
In the alternate reality of 1985, where Biff is king. Martin McFly is dead. Doc Brown's in the clink, the mental hospital.
I'm going to say 1971.
I say 75.
74.
Ah!
And actually, today is 55 miles per hour speed limit day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can't drive 55.
It's also, what's your cat's name?
Panda.
Panda, are you listening?
Yes, she is.
It's Mew Year for Cats Day.
Oh, man. Bitch is going to go nuts.
I've
got to
get her a present. I'll give her this card that she can chew on.
It's, you know, Sopo's is closed today.
Yep.
Oh, man.
So you have to go somewhere else and find a buffet. It's buffet day.
Oh, man.
Since Sopo's is closed, if we have a really kind listener out there that wants to help out the station in a breakfast kind of way, you should do it.
Don't tell Joey it's buffet day.
Really?
Yeah, our friend Joey Belleville. He loves all of those nasty, like,
I call them
Asian
troughs.
Buffet.
They're troughs.
They're, like, specifically Asian.
Yep.
And another one opened, like, close to us here, and I'm like, don't ever let him drive by that street, Lord, please. Because he'll try and make us go to some Chinese buffet.
I don't mind them. I kind of
like
them.
Gross, man.
You feel horrible when you leave.
Yes.
But they're kind of fun.
You wonder how many roaches you possibly ingested.
It's probably four.
It's Motivation and Inspiration Day.
Hey.
Are you starting CrossFit today?
Monday.
Now, get this. With that in mind, you know, a lot of folks making those resolutions to get to the gym.
Yeah.
It's National Personal Trainer Awareness Day.
Hey. So I need to give a shout out to Nick.
Yep.
Because I'll be doing that CrossFit.
Starting Monday.
Today starts the third month of the Muslim calendar. It's called, I don't know how to say it, Rabi'i?
I don't know. What,
did you not see season 3 of Homeland yet?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Happy third month.
And it is also National Science Fiction Day.
Yeah!
That is all.
In honor of that, we're going to play 40 rounds of science fiction
40
quiz.
40 rounds? No!
Come on, we can do it. I believe in you.
No!
Science fiction.
The most science fiction I've ever read was like Fahrenheit 451.
That book was 451 pages long.
It's not really that.
No,
it's, like,
not.
It's a small book.
It is. It's kind of small.
It's a good book.
Yeah, that's good. Ray Bradbury, right?
Yep.
Boom!
Have a good time.
Yeah, I'm educated.
Hey, if you're out there and you wanna bless us, just bring me some food.
Dude, Sopo. Closed today, but I guess they're going to have, like, coffee and, like, some goodies, right?
I hope Alleged. So. You never know.
Oh, man. We're going to go investigate.
Today, Sopo, so close.
Yeah.
So close.
We're also going to talk about an amazing criminal who masterminded a robbery. And when you think of robbing stores or places, I'm not sure this is the top of the list. However, we're going to talk about that coming up.
Good.
We're going to talk about the Aspen Project. That's 8 o'clock hour, along with Poema.
Oh, we got Poema coming into the studio.
That's right. Quick break. Right back with more from Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right here.
Static Radio.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Woo! Good morning.
How you doing out there, friendly listener?
Cold? I know. Me too.
It is cold today.
We investigated the Sopo. Only to learn that they are truly closed today.
Closed. Sopo, so closed.
Yes. The one, the only, Solomon's Porch.
So we've been scrounging around trying to find something to eat.
Yeah.
Probably just gonna die.
It is Thursday. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking with Aspen Project.
Yeah. Is it Clay or Michelle today?
I don't know.
We don't know. It's always a surprise.
It's an adventure.
That's fine.
A joyous adventure. Also, coming up in that hour, we'll be hanging out with the girls from Poema.
Yay!
In town, yo. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. That'll be fun.
Lots of fun.
Yes.
Oh, what have you done?
I don't know. Now, Teo.
Yes.
Let's pretend like it's a parallel universe. And you're hard up for cash, and you're a hardened criminal.
Oh, man. That's not parallel.
You need a lot of cash.
Yeah? Like, probably like at least $20.
No, like a lot of cash.
50.
So you devise this really crazy plan to, like, knock off a store type thing, you know, like getaway drivers and... You know, you're just getting after because you really need to, you know, we're talking like Italian Job, Ocean's 11.
The beginning of the Dark Knight.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think probably the last place you should hit up is?
A police station.
Yeah, okay. That was a really good answer, actually.
I'm telling you, I'm a smart criminal.
Because one, they don't have a lot of money.
I'm a smooth criminal.
And two, well, it's full of police officers.
Oh, wait, I know. A library.
Ah, yes. That would be another one that you probably shouldn't.
Libraries don't have any money. And I learned from Monsters University that there are librarians are actually
terrifying,
like Krakens.
Gosh, that movie was incredible.
It was good.
Orange County deputies said two men wearing hoodies walked into a store in Oak Hill Village near Old Winter Garden in Hiawassee.
Ooh. Hiawassee!
They robbed a store at gunpoint.
Oh.
They got away with cash from the register, took off on foot. According to authorities, there was one customer in the store who didn't even know what was going on.
Wow. Sneaky guy.
Right? So they planned this thing out. It was crazy. They got away with it. But I'm like, I'm looking this as, and definitely not making light of it.
Okay.
Because they so far are on the run and have gotten away.
They're still not caught.
I'm curious how much they actually got away with, because when thinking about planning out their robbery, they decided to knock off a family dollar store.
Now, I understand what you're talking about, because
everything's a buck.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Thievery is thievery. Thou shalt not steal.
Thieving is thieving.
Not saying that it's okay.
Not okay.
I am saying that if you're going to do something ridiculous like that, because you're hard up for money or whatever your stupid reasoning is behind your idiocies.
Yes.
Maybe not the dollar store.
Not the, not Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, Dollar General.
It's
any store with maybe a dollar in the name, you're going to want to stay away from there. Well, but I don't know, because they have so much little crap in those stores. Maybe they have a ton of money.
They have a ton of dollars?
A ton of just dollars.
Just dollars.
Or the failed gold coin dollar. Do you remember those from the early 2000s?
I do. Was that the Sacagawea dollar?
I think so.
Yeah.
We all thought that was just going to be the stuff.
My mom has, rolls of those.
It was not the stuff.
No.
No, who wanted to use a dollar coin?
Yeah.
The Coke machines weren't ready for them.
Nope. Nobody wanted them.
It was the worst.
However, now, because weren't they gold? Well, so they were like, were they actually gold?
Were they
gold?
Real gold?
I don't know.
Probably not. You think our government would put something out that was real gold? No way. They'd be hoarding that stuff. Yeah, sure, that's real gold. Good luck with that. All the real gold's under the mountain. It's under the mountain in Area 51 with the aliens.
Oh, man. Anyways.
Hey, have you ever heard of aliens? These
the
creatures.
Movie?
No, like, in general, supposedly there are creatures from other planets come to visit us. Aliens is the term used for them. And so they are from, like, other planets out in space. Okay?
Okay.
Maybe not even from our solar system.
Wait, what?
They come from the stars. They come from different constellations. They come from different galaxies.
Man, this doesn't make sense.
No, and they visit us, okay?
Okay.
They're just looking. And at best, they're stealing cows. But then sometimes they take people.
What?
And they make these experiments on them. Sometimes they do funny stuff. And I don't mean funny, ha-ha funny. I mean like, hey, what are you doing, man? What are you thinking about, alien? What you trying to learn here, scientist alien? Couldn't you have just asked me? Couldn't you have asked me, and then maybe we could even be communicating? We could be building a bridge between our two societies, our two races, our two, like, peoples, you know? But no, alien, you want to do funny stuff with these medical things. You say they're medical, but I don't know. And then I don't know if it's real, though, because I just heard about it. So aliens, you got to do your own investigating. But there's a lot of stuff on the internet about them.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. Like, I just typed in alien, and some movie came up first, but then the rest of it.
Turns out that one wasn't a documentary.
Not a documentary.
Yeah, not at all.
That alien looked like some kind of scary snake spider combo. So, scorpion. So, I didn't really trust that. But, because from what I'm told, the aliens are short. They have big, big black eyes.
Yeah.
And then look kind of like a hoot owl.
I've always wondered how they don't fall over. Because their, like, bodies are like sticks.
Yeah.
And then their heads are ginormous.
Maybe they have a different kind of, like, maybe in their feet they have crazy muscles.
Yeah, but
and they're just holding themselves up.
Like Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Because Smooth Criminal, boom.
Yeah, you remember how he... Wait a second.
Oh, man.
Was Michael Jackson an alien?
Maybe. Yeah.
We'll never know.
It's this kind of wonderfulness that you can expect.
He's already left this earth.
No, nah,
man.
First day.
He just went back home. That's from Men in Black. They were talking about Elvis.
Yeah.
No, nah, man. He just went home. Ooh, Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, man. On the way.
Investigative reporting. Aliens. Are they real?
Boom!
We'll find out.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static! Welcome.
So, getting back to our alien conversation. Apparently, in case you guys didn't know.
Yeah.
Out there in this universe are other creatures from other planets, and they're coming to visit us.
Yeah, there's actually a documentary coming in 2014.
Yeah.
That's speaking to this. It's called Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
It's going to be pretty good.
Because we need heroes to stand up against the threats.
Right.
Because I guess some of the aliens just want to hang out, but then other ones, they want to do funny stuff.
Right.
And the funny stuff leads me to believe they might want to take over our planet.
I'm just saying.
It's a logical conclusion.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm jumping to.
Speaking of logic, I don't have a seg for that.
Speaking of logic, aliens. Real life aliens.
We found a list courtesy of Yahoo Movies. It's pretty great. We posted it to our Facebook page, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's 2014 now.
2014.
Things to look forward to. We found a list of the 40 most anticipated films of 2014. So if you're a movie fan and you don't know when what's coming out, there is a huge list of great movies coming out in 2014.
Yes.
Which one are you most excited for? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I haven't seen number 40 on the list. I haven't even seen one or two, but Expendables 3... is number 40. Did you ever see any of those?
No, I haven't seen them.
Maybe we should...
I have not seen these.
Get a dude night going and rock one of those.
Because
I feel like it's a dude night kind of movie.
So, we posted, and the question of the day is, what is your most anticipated movie film of next year?
Yeah.
So get on there, check out their list, but then maybe you already know what yours is. Maybe you're like, hey, they're supposed to release Land Before Time Part 27 on VHS. And I'm the only person in this world that still has a VSR. VSR? VCR. So, maybe you know what your movie is.
Yeah.
But if you don't, get on there and check out their list, and then let us know what your most anticipated movie is. Because it's the beginning of 2014, and we're talking about the important things.
Like movies.
Like movies, and which ones we like, and why my opinion is better than everyone else's. So, get on there and let us know what you think.
Did you know that there are going to be two Hercules movies this year?
No.
I didn't either.
The Rock's in one.
Hercules The Legend Begins, which comes out next week, actually, is with that dude from Twilight, that Kellan Lutz kid. He's playing Hercules.
I don't know.
That's the commercials that have been on TV. You haven't seen the trailer for that one?
I guess I haven't.
Yeah. I didn't know The Rock was doing one.
Yeah, The Rock.
In July.
I knew he's in one because he put up pictures. He was like, rah.
Yeah.
Bah, 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 bah.
Tons of crazy movies. We posted this list because there's a lot of great ones that are coming out. We finally got a trailer for the new Tom Cruise movie, Edge of Tomorrow, which comes out in June.
That movie looks cool.
Yeah, dude.
And Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah, there's some good trailers on this link as well. So if you'd like to check out what's coming out in 2014, some fun things to do today. Number 30 on the list is one that I am near the top. It's in my top five most anticipated of 2014.
Which is it now?
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is coming out. The sequel to Rise, which was my movie of the year that year.
That was
my pick.
That movie surprised me a lot.
When we did the end of the year stuff for 2011, I'm telling you, that movie was incredible.
It was good. It was way better than I think most people thought because it didn't really have a lot of fanfare around it.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, Rise of the Planet of the Apes just came out.
Yeah.
They started previews for it like a month before it came out.
Dude, it was so good. Speaking of movies that were surprising, How to Train Your Dragon, one of the most fun movies I saw at the movie theater with my kids. And the sequel is coming out in June, How to Train Your Dragon 2.
I will be seeing it.
Yes, you will.
And I will be seeing it in 3D because to this day, My regret about How to Train Your Dragon is I did not go see that in the theater. And
it was pretty fantastic.
I know. That's what everybody said. Everybody was like, the 3D in this movie was unreal.
Yeah, it was really
good. I thought the point was to be real with the 3D. But it's an animated movie. And so I missed it.
Segging from dragons to dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
Transformers Age of Extinction coming out this year.
Yep.
How you feeling about that, Dinobots?
Dinobots are in it.
Gosh.
But it's supposedly it's Michael Bay, so it's it's not going to be great.
There's a lot of kid not kid movies coming out this year. Speaking of kid movies, dude, less than a month, about a month away from the Lego Movie.
Oh yeah,
which I think is going to be fantastic.
The boys are stoked about the Lego Movie.
Yeah, there's some really really rad movies coming out this year. New ideas, and then some remakes that are coming, like Godzilla.
Oh.
RoboCop. There's a lot of remakes this year.
I am excited. Also, the big four superhero movies coming out this year. We got Captain America in April.
Yeah.
Spider-Man in May, which is probably my most anticipated, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It's Spider-Man, so, and it looks really good.
I'm really looking forward to it. Can I say, honestly, I think my most anticipated superhero movie is Guardians.
Yeah. It's going to be a curveball. Guardians of the Galaxy,
oh, please be
C-list
good.
Characters.
Please be good.
Nobody really knows. So this is, I remember thinking when they announced the Thor movie, I was like, man, Marvel's taking some risks.
Yeah.
How are they going to pull a Thor movie off? But they did really well. The second one did even better. But this movie is the biggest gamble yet. Because, I mean, a lot of comic book nerds don't know who the Guardians of the Galaxy are.
Which makes me sad. Come on, guys.
Yeah. It's a pretty good series.
It's a really great series.
Yeah.
And, of course, they rebooted it just in time, you know. So.
But it's good.
It is really good.
I'm enjoying that series.
Noah in the top 10 for most anticipated movies of the year.
Wait,
which,
back to X-Men Days of Future Past.
Oh, yeah, Days of Future Past this year.
Oh, that movie looks good.
Yeah, that's like top three for on this list from Yahoo. Guardians was 4, X-Men was 3.
Number 1.
Interstellar, which we know next to nothing about.
Interstellar is Christopher Nolan's new movie.
Yeah.
Batman trilogy, but also The Prestige.
Memento.
Inception.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. A lot of great movies. All right, here's what you got to do. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there. There's a lot of great trailers up there for you to see as well, because there was a lot of movies over this last break. Yesterday, we spent New Year's sitting on the couch on the Apple TV just watching trailers.
Transcendence.
Gosh.
That looks
which was filmed here.
It looks like Lawnmower Man times a billion.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you remember Lawnmower Man.
Props, kudos.
Props to you.
Saw that at the movie theater.
Early days of computer animation.
Yeah, dude.
Bah, 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 bah.
So anyways, get there, check out the list. The top 40 most anticipated films of 2014. There's some good movies coming out.
Good movies.
Chime in on the conversation. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got to take a quick break. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with The Aspen Project.
Woohoo!
We're going to be talking with Poema.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And we're going to be talking with you, hopefully.
Yeah.
505-338-3700. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
On Static Radio.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party, happy Thursday.
Hope it's going good for you.
Feels like a Monday, Thursday, but
it
it's
does
Thursday,
feel like
Thursday.
A Monday. Feels like a Monday hard.
It's because we had like a great day off. We watched a couple movies yesterday, lounged on the couch. We did nothing. Did we leave the house yesterday?
Nope.
Those are good days. Family days.
Family day.
Did you guys see?
Hey, there you are. Speaking of families.
Clay
Schroff. Welcome to the show. Hello?
Clay?
Clay. Hello?
Did we lose him?
I think we lost Clay.
Clay!
Man!
We had him on the phone and we lost him.
We did. We were talking to him off air, so here, I'll pretend to be Clay because I already know what he was going to say.
Okay.
Because we talked to him off air for a little bit.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I want to hear him say
Static!
A pigeon flew over and I lost reception.
Okay, sorry. Man, AT&T.
Just
kidding. Hey, buddy!
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you know, just chilling. Hanging out.
Good.
Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project can't be in studio today. Everybody's sad because they like staring at you on the webcam.
On the webcam.
But that's
okay. Thank God I'm not. You know, you guys are so young and hip, and then you have this old gray-haired guy that comes in, and you guys, they go, who is that old guy on the webcam?
No, here's the thing, Clay. You're a good-looking dude, so they walk in, they're like, who are these kids? Wait, who's that mature
Who's that
dude?
Man?
That man.
Who's that man?
Mighty man.
You're so funny.
That's what they say.
That is what they say.
I took an internet survey.
Yeah.
You did not. Now you're lying on the air.
I don't ever do that.
6 out of 6 Schroffs preferred you. So.
Now that is a fact.
There you go.
That is a fact.
So talk about, how was your Christmas and New Year with the Schroff family?
You know, it was awesome. There's nothing like having a bunch of little kids opening presents and just, you know, getting to share Christ with them and really what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this. So, Levi, how old is he? 7 now. He's 7. He gets dropped off at my work because he was over playing with some friend's house. And my boss goes in and goes, hey, are you all ready for Santa Claus? And he goes into the whole story of, I don't know if you know this, but St. Nick, he's dead. And and just goes through the whole thing. And my boss is looking at me like, oh, my goodness. It was awesome.
Wow. It's incredible.
I shared that only because it was funny.
Yeah.
Only because it was funny.
That's cool, man. So it is a new year. Now, my wife was telling me, I believe yesterday, that she follows, she keeps up on Facebook. I don't even have Facebook, so I don't keep up. But let's talk about this because it is very important. You guys, Aspen Project, are asking for things right now because of a tragedy that happened over the holiday weekend. Talk about that real quick.
My attorney calls me, and he's representing the family that is getting these two little girls, and they're 8 and 10 years old. Christmas Eve, the mother passed away. And the father of these children is not able to care for them, so they get put with an aunt and uncle. And, you know, they really probably weren't in the best of circumstances before. So they go to this family. They don't have clothes, any extra clothes. And so people, let me tell you, though, people have responded. We posted it on Facebook, and people are showing up with the sizes. And the girls are 8 and 10, so I think the sizes are like 8, 9, and then 10, 11 area.
Okay.
And then shoes, I believe they were, and I'm, you know, please go to the Facebook and double check, because I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
But, you know, we also asked for gift cards, and many people brought in gift cards to really help out. And we asked for, like, Target and Walmart, because your money goes a long way there, and especially for kids.
Yeah.
Or they can, of course, write checks out to the Aspen Project, and in the memo line, just put Hal's Kids, H-A-L.
Okay.
Hal's Kids.
Hal's Kids.
And, well, and that's my attorney. He does a phenomenal job. He reached out to us, and thank you to the Christian community, because you know what? After Christmas and after New Year's, and people are still willing to give. They're generous. It's just been pretty awesome. And then I had them drop it off at my work. I work at American Toyota, and people, it was hilarious because I had stacks of clothes, and not all of them were for these kids.
Wow.
People drop off the Project Zoe clothes there, and then they also drop off just, if you have new or like new clothes for babies up to 18-year-olds, we take that as well. We have a storage unit that we give to some of the foster families or just some of the families in need. And during this Christmas season and New Year's season, it's so awesome to see people just, and they really care. You know, they're coming with some of their best stuff. And it's just really, really neat. It really warms my heart. But keep these little girls in prayer, you know. Having a mother die on Christmas Eve and then not being able to go to your father, so you're staying with an aunt and uncle.
Man.
You know, then there's the expense of the adoption. Or, you know, for the care of these kids, because they're not going through Children, Youth, and Family. This is all done outside, so all cost is incurred by this new family. So we just lift them up in prayer and really want to help them out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we posted a link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio, for all the information on Hal's Kids. And, man, talk about, we haven't been able to talk to you or your wife since the return from Mexico. How was that?
You know, it went really, really well. We're actually putting together a small little video. We sent out Evan, and he did some filming and picture taking out there, so we can kind of let you guys know what our Vacations with a Purpose are going to look like.
Yeah.
You know, what we're doing and what people can expect. And they just blessed a ton of kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a way to... my kids, it was my 3 older girls and my wife went out.
Yep.
And, you know, the funny thing about mission trips is that you come back thinking that you're blessing them, and you come back twice as blessed.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen to that, man. Yeah, vacations with a purpose. A lot of stuff coming up in 2014 with the Aspen Project and the Shroffs. We're excited, so very, very cool.
It's been awesome. Project Zoe, we're pretty booked. You know, Children, Youth, and Family has contacted us. Several other organizations, and they're lining out the girls to come in and get fitted. So we need those clothes as well. And just a quick, you know, just what we do there is Project Zoe is about bringing girls between the ages of 13 and 25 into a higher-end boutique, little clothing store, yeah. And they don't pay for them. They come in and they meet with a professional shopper, and all that is someone who loves the Lord and wants to just let them know they're valuable. And it's been pretty awesome. It's getting booked up. The world is coming out to bring their kids. And all we want to do is share God's love in a way that is non-confrontational.
Yeah.
And let them know that they're worthy, they're loved, they're valuable, and they're more than the sum of their past.
Mm. Amen.
So we need clothes for that. So any ladies that are listening, we need newer, like new clothes. Higher end, and they can be higher end jeans. They can be nice shoes. They could be running shoes. Because we're also doing fitness classes and teaching these girls how to bank, how to apply for jobs. And, of course, when I say we, I mean my wife and her little crew.
Because
it's women helping women. So it's been awesome, and it's exploding.
Yeah, dude, incredible stuff going on. I'm excited. So you going to be back next week?
Of course. I'll probably send my wife in with the girls.
Okay, cool.
Awesome.
We'd love to hang out with them.
And then call me if anyone has questions or how to help out the families or get in with any of the projects we have going. Call me on my cell, 410-4460.
That's right.
410-4460.
Boom. There it is. Clay Shroff, Aspen Project.
Good to talk to you, Clay. I miss you.
Love you guys, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll see you next week or a week after or the week after that or whenever you come in when your wife isn't coming in doing amazing things.
Awesome.
All right, man.
Booyah.
There it is. Clay Shroff from the Aspen Project. All the details at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Help out House Kids.
Yes.
Project Zoe. A lot of stuff going on for 2014. Latest from Kai Kai for you now. Song's called Honest Affection. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody.
Good morning.
Not caught off guard here at all.
Not at all.
Not even a bit. Gosh.
Man, we are excited.
Yeah, we are.
Michelle, we need another pair of headphones.
Headphones, Michelle. We have some guests today.
Yeah.
Specifically, one guest right now.
Yes. Guess I should turn the mics on.
You should.
Hey, Celeste. I just appreciate how professional you guys are.
Hey, we're super professional.
That was Celeste.
That's how we do.
Come on in, Shailene.
It is 8:30. It is Thursday, because it feels like a Monday, but it's actually Thursday, which makes me so happy for, you know, tomorrow when it's Friday.
Whoa.
What?
She said, good morning.
Is my mic on?
Introduce yourselves.
Why?
Why not?
Not to be confused with Kal-El or Jor-El or Laura-El or the House of El. It's just El. Hey.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi there.
I don't have like this ginormous. I need to have like a great intro for you too.
Because mine was awesome.
Waiting. Come on, Eileen.
Don't do that shoulder lean.
Oh.
Welcome, Shailene.
Hey, guys.
It's a different kind of lean.
Good morning.
That was so...
It was pretty good.
Wow.
You were going to Come On, Eileen.
Yeah.
I was trying to think
of song titles.
Jolene.
Because we went comic book titles for L.
Jolene. She went classic. She went like...
Yeah.
She's for real. They're cooler than us. This is why you guys got to Nashville, and then everybody was like, have you guys met those sisters?
Everyone's saying that.
Everybody's saying that.
Really?
They're blowing up in Nashville right
now.
Well,
your music is pretty powerful. If we can play some of that.
Let's play that right now.
Wait.
Is this you guys?
Yes. Yeah, redhead? Yeah. That's
totally. Okay. Wait. Wrong redhead. My bad.
With
I knew I was close, though. Okay. Wrong redhead. My bad.
Right.
So, okay. That's good.
It's not like we had a joke prepared.
That's not it, right? My bad. I'm just kidding. We don't want to.
Really
okay.
Funny.
But really, welcome to the show, Poema.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here.
This is an Instagram setup, right? Yep.
Love your music.
Yeah.
We've been jamming this song for
years.
Years and years.
Dude, not funny.
But this is Stephanie.
You guys are friends with
hilarious.
Stephanie. Stephanie's your best friend.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
We thought we'd save the best for last with the fake joke.
I guess sarcasm doesn't come across well on the radio. With
it does.
A straight face.
Everybody knows I'm a liar.
Oh, man.
Dude, I love
Can
Stephanie.
Can I say something about Stephanie real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
So she told me a few months ago that she wanted me to draw this tattoo for her. And she told me where she wanted it. She wanted it right here. And she hasn't gotten it. And so I'm like, oh, that was such a cool tattoo idea. I actually almost got the same thing, but I got a different word.
No way.
I got a different word. She wanted a phrase. I just wanted one word. And then I texted her. I was like, hey, I kind of stole your tattoo placement idea. She's like, oh.
So yeah, things are tense.
It's real weird.
You know she's gonna be mad about that for a while.
For a long time. Poor Tim. Do you realize what you did?
Yeah, Tim's gonna
what
have to hear
done?
About it.
And then then we're gonna have to hear about it.
I'm gonna get
and you'll never hear about it.
I don't think that she's mad. I got mine a little I'll show you. Oh no, I can't show you with this. Let's see.
Boom.
Oh.
That's
Wait.
Cool.
See, she wanted her here.
Oh.
I got mine. It's an inch higher.
It's about an inch higher.
Yeah.
And she wanted a phrase, and you were like, I'm going to one-up her. Jesus.
Yeah.
Beat that.
What? Wow. I was going to say, what did she want? But that
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
hers
what she wanted.
Really cool, but hers I'll let her tell you.
Hers was going to say Paul, and then she went, Jesus.
Saul of Tarshish.
So now she's going to have to do like, oh yeah? Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Boom. All of a sudden you guys have all these Messiah. Like random like phrases.
You're
yes.
Gonna...
He shall be called Emmanuel. What now?
You're going to look like one of those motivational Christian posters. I've got all the names. Everyone. One's from each book.
A through Z.
That's really funny.
Oh, amazing.
I just wanted something I know I wouldn't regret. I
there
like,
you go.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that's good. Ever. So, welcome to Albuquerque.
Thanks.
Even though you've been here for like weeks and just didn't call her right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Didn't
cool.
write. I'm sorry we didn't write.
Soon. Yeah. You don't call.
You didn't get my letter? Right.
No, I didn't.
I meant to send you a telegram.
I got the cookies, but they were like 2 weeks old and stale, but there was no letter attached.
Oh, we didn't send you cookies.
Oh. Yeah,
that wasn't us.
Great. If we get sick... Crazy listeners.
I'll never get sick.
Yeah.
Also, I will never die.
Yeah, that's a promise he made to his wife at their wedding. So,
really?
I feel really bad for her.
Yep.
Yeah. That was one of his vows. And it's like, man, you are going to break that one?
No, I'm not.
Never
yeah.
die.
Yeah.
You got to think about science and magic.
You never know.
You know what I'm talking about. Elle knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
See?
We are playing this entire Stephanie Smith song.
We need to.
Incredible. Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Tell us what's up.
Yeah, tell us what's going on with Poema for 2014.
All right, Elle.
You know, more tattoos.
Of course.
Hardcore.
Just hardcore. But really.
Okay. I don't know. You know, we're going to put out a new record, or at least record it. We'll probably spend a really long time on it.
Okay.
We're working on it now, so it's...
We just got a song back. It's the first song from potentially the new... It's different. I don't know. We're going to go in a little bit of a new thing.
A new thing what? Are you not allowed to talk about it yet?
No,
No,
we have no rules now.
No rules.
We
okay.
can talk about anything.
Let's do this. New
we're
direction.
We're just trying to figure it out right now.
You're going in one direction?
Which direction?
Right.
Yeah.
Because if it's down, it ain't good.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
You said it's a little bit more. I guess it's a little more experimental. Maybe that's it.
Ooh, that's a big...
That's
a tricky word.
So like Radiohead meets Coldplay meets dubstep meets Muse.
Don't put dubstep
meets
in it.
Paramore. Meets
No.
Okay. You got to help me.
Okay. Well,
what's inspiring you right
okay,
now?
Okay, you know what? We just want to have the most fun creative experience in the studio ever.
Okay.
So we're kind of just putting anything and everything, all of our ideas on the table, and the guy we're working with, he's the most creative guy I've ever worked with. He's amazing. And he's just like, has so many ideas. And
he's
down for everything.
When you play that guitar, stand on that stool. Let's see what that sounds like.
For instance, he got this.
Who is it?
He's a guy we know. His name's Nolan Rossi, okay. And he's been working with a guy, Aaron Redfield, in California. But he has, for instance, this little battery-powered electric guitar that he got on eBay for $50.
Okay.
You put these huge 9 volts in it, and then you play it with a slide, and it's just no amp or anything. It sounds incredible.
Yes!
Playing with some vibraphones. There's some Omnicord
in one song.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Omnicord.
It's fun, but then it's also got like the 3-part harmonies and then some slap still, so it still has like a little bit of that kind of Nashville country sound.
That's cool.
But it's different.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys are obviously excited about it. You're both beaming right now.
Ooh,
this is good. This is really good. So when do we get to hear something?
Dude, wordless. I don't know.
Yeah. Someday. Yeah.
Someday.
This is like the time when you guys moved to Nashville and I was like, hey, if you guys know of any really cool bands, you should hit me up with like a list of rad bands to add to Static.
Oh, I have that list.
Do
now.
You really?
Yeah.
She came
okay,
back
good.
With the list.
Came back
That's
with the
Christmas
list.
Present.
Boom.
I looked right. up one of the bands one of you tweeted about.
What? Who?
Leopold and something.
Oh.
The fiction one.
They're really
yeah,
cool.
I like
saw
it.
Them at this place in Nashville. The guy just comes out with a flying V guitar and we're like, okay, this could be terrible or
right.
incredible. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was
wow.
so just classic punk rock. There were a 3-piece. Blew my mind. It was
yeah.
so good. So
are you burnt out
I
on shows yet,
it.
Being in Nashville? Since,
no.
Like,
I'm burnt out on
you
working.
Go? Okay.
Yeah. I want to go to more shows,
now,
but I'm like,
guys,
I'm tired.
You work at Roots, right? The school?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell everybody a little bit about the school.
It's a music school. We both teach. I teach guitar. Shailene teaches piano.
That's cool.
And we love it to death.
Yeah. In the Nashville area, a lot of musicians, obviously, everywhere
yes.
you go.
Lots of people who want their kids to be musicians.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
And this
yep.
is what's happening?
Yeah.
Do you have the students that are like, I don't want to do this, but their parents are like, no, you're doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
No, they all want to do it.
They all want to do it?
I have a lot of, it's a mix. It's a mixed bag.
Okay.
But it's fun.
And a lot of people work there, like Stephanie works there.
Yeah, Stephanie.
You guys, have you met Dave?
Dave, yeah.
Dave works
Dave
there
Lee.
Sometimes.
Dave Lee works there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as much as like them or something, because he has another job.
Yeah, and I only see him in passing too. I'll be like walking like, through the lobby, and he's on the couch. And I'm like, "Hey, Dave.
Hey,
I'll
go,
hey.
Yeah.
Have you had any crazy? I'm in Nashville now, so I have to be cool because I'm in a band, so I need to play it cool. But I just ran into this person.
Yes. I saw Jack White at Marche
twice,
and I was looking over. I couldn't stop looking over. I was like, "Oh my gosh, that's Jack White." And he was just, like, looking around. Like, he was really casual.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool. He wasn't like,
right.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. I'm Jack White.
But he was just looking around, just, like, sipping his drink. And he, like, looked right at me and, like, smiled and, like, gave me, like, a nod. And
yes.
I just, like, went cold. I was like, don't talk to me. Please don't come over here. Like, for some reason, I was scared that he would be like, I don't know.
Like he was going to get up and go, hey, you want to go see a movie sometime?
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, and throw up. That's what I always imagine when I saw him.
Well,
it's like, he's about to come ask me out. He's about to come ask me out. I'm going to throw. I just threw up.
I heard that he like talks to a lot of girls. Though. Like he just like,
okay.
That's what I've heard from actual, like from friends.
From
actual girls.
From actual girls.
Real life girls.
Real life
Amazing.
Girls.
Actually though, he looked at me and nodded and smiled and then he stood up. And he started walking kind of our direction, and I was just like, just freaked out. I think he just went to tell the waiter he was done or something.
Amazing.
He doesn't even have to pay. He was like, hey, I'm out.
Hey, man, I don't know if you know this, but I'm Jack White.
The waiters were like, thank you for coming. Goodbye.
How did he become the guy? Like, when did that happen?
He's mysterious, man. Like, when
right.
she says he walks, he glides. You look at him, is he touching the ground?
But everyone I talk, like, a lot of people have a Nashville story, and usually their answer is Jack White. Like,
because,
he somehow became the guy.
No, dude, he just hangs around, I think. He
okay.
just, like, goes to the spots, you
okay.
know? And so, like, seeing him, it's not really that rare of an occurrence, but
right.
there's an electricity. I don't know. Maybe it's the way he carries himself.
Oh,
Don,
okay.
Don
oh, yeah.
saw him at an Italian restaurant right off of Harding, like some little hole by a gas station.
Yeah.
She went in there and he was sitting there and it was the same kind of thing. He's like, what's he doing here?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a really good Italian place. It's called Mamma Mia's.
Huh.
Maybe you've heard of it. I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
It's because it's hole in the wall.
Whatever.
He went into
did
our.
Did you just try and like hipster poema?
I did it. I did it, Albuquerque.
Wow.
You're welcome.
He went into our friend's work the other day And our friend happens to be like the biggest Jack White fan I've ever met.
Oh, wow.
And he said he was just like freaking out. And it's all of his coworkers like, hey, man, be professional.
Hey, man, do this.
Hey, man, you got this. You can do this.
That's
what about you? Any crazy stories? Any Nashvillians freaking you out?
People that like nobody's heard of, I guess.
Okay.
Or maybe some people have heard
of. Keith Urban.
Yeah, nobody's ever heard of that guy.
A guy named Keith.
No one's ever heard of Keith Urban.
No, I mean, honestly, there's some local artists that I'm really big fans of, and I've seen them around. I'm like, oh.
You're awesome.
I love your music. I think you're really cool. Bye.
I love your records, and I think
No, so I don't know.
Yeah. So this year, any tours, anything? Or are you guys like, nope, now we're in Nashville. We're kind of set. We'll play around the area, but.
I mean, we definitely like want to do some tours, but as of right now, it's just kind of like waiting for the right thing to come along.
Yeah.
Because we're just writing and we are playing around Nashville a lot.
Yeah.
But we definitely want a tour.
Does it change the scene because you're in a place like Nashville where you don't really have to tour out anymore? You can kind of just hang around?
It's so weird. I mean, we're feeling that out. Now, being there for a year, we're like, okay, so this is a weird little bubble. We could just never leave here, and that would be weird.
And you'd keep playing shows, too. Like, it's never ending.
I miss being on tour, and I think being on tour was a good thing as a musician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're gonna do that a little more.
You're going to do that this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, Nashville's so tough. Because you can, could play every night and nobody could ever hear of you.
Yeah,
still,
never sell a CD, never sell a T-shirt, you know, just like, you could just do that. And there's people that will play, you know, consistent bar gigs every single night. They'll just like, and that's their job. Like, that's what they've made it. If they can get like a steady bar gig, like on Broadway or something like that.
Right.
And that's actually, they're successful. Yeah. So I don't know. It's just a weird, different thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
And they're making money too.
They're making serious money. Like they are successful. Yeah, pay the bills, musicians.
And they're just standing in the corner of some bar. But they're making it.
Making it.
Except what we now you guys are grown-ups because you have real jobs. You're trying to, what comes first? You're grown-ups. You're teachers.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
My students call me Miss Jaylene. I'm like, no.
At least it's still your first name.
Yeah.
Like, the day it becomes, like, Miss Puckett, you're hosed. Right. You're like, dude, that's my mom. That's weird.
One of my students, she wrote on my Christmas card, she's like, dear Mrs. Shaylene. No.
No. Well, you did just get a Jesus tattoo. You're married to Jesus. There you go.
There it is.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Bride of Christ. Jesus juke. Bringing it back around. So, big plans. New record this year, and we finally get to hear stuff eventually at some point.
Yes.
Okay. This is good. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm glad you guys came in.
Oh.
Kind of hung out.
Oh,
I noticed instruments.
Yeah.
You're going to play a song?
Sure.
You're going to play a new song?
Rock a jam? Okay, good.
You're going to play a new song.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. So we're going to play a not new song.
Okay.
That is in... I actually moved this up. This was playing this hour anyway. It's like random.
Cool.
So it's like...
Serious?
This totally worked out. Oh, really? Okay. Got a text from your dad.
Your dad's a really cool dude.
Going to play some poem. Then we're going to play some poem live.
Woohoo!
That's good. I like that. More with Poema right after this. It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ow!
Static.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning.
Steve-O, Mateo hanging with you.
And me.
That's me over there.
We got Poema in studio, mystaticradio.com. We have a webcam, and it's actually finally worth checking out.
Booyah. Wait a second.
Because we're so pretty.
Yes, that's what... Yeah, good job. Yeah. What do you mean, wait a second?
You're right.
We're dudes.
People don't need to look at us.
It's just weird to me. Unless it's Chrissy, and she's got, like, Brody with her at work, and she's like, hey, the baby's
Brody's
waving.
Brody's waving at
them. And we're like, hi.
He's waving, hey.
That's cute. Other than that,
you don't like it when our other dude listeners, they're like,
yo,
hey
bro, nice hoodie.
You guys look, your hair looks cool. It's like, thanks, man. The best feedback I got all day. Thank you for
amazing.
The courtesy laugh, Elle. We need her in here. I need more courtesy laughs. Thanks.
I courtesy laugh you all the time.
What?
You know what I mean. I mean, I laugh at your jokes. I really laugh.
Well, I at least want a pretty person courtesy laughing at me.
Oh, where is my... There we go.
Yeah.
What?
I was just looking at that.
Oh, yeah.
Aha!
Yeah, we have... It's called
See, it's
sound
technology.
Effects.
If you press these buttons, it makes noise. It's crazy. Watch this.
Nicely done.
Wow.
Science. Except they don't have headphones on, so they're not hearing
anything. I told them to watch it. Ooh, I didn't say listen.
There you go. So you brought your guitar.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even have to ask this time. You just knew. I love it. So you're working on new stuff that's really different. Are you going to have to stand on the stool when you play that guitar?
Yeah, I can stand.
It's really experimental.
Yeah.
Going for something
so different.
Different.
Shailene, did you bring your trash can?
Hang on. I've got
yes.
this. I'll put this wooden stick here, and yeah. we'll see if it
do
affects
something
the ambiance
yeah.
in any yeah. way.
Play that thing.
Play that. That's the snake ding, stick. Because one day Clay Schroff brought in snakes.
Yes.
Oh.
That really is.
No,
yeah.
That used, I defended myself.
Mateo has a phobia of snakes.
Bit of a fear.
Minor fear. So Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project surprised us one time and brought in a rare albino rattlesnake.
Yeah. Oh,
and
a rattlesnake.
And
yes.
A boa.
Yes. And the boa he took
well,
out
boa,
and everybody was playing with and it was totally something. Fine.
My dad
it
used to have a boa constrictor when we were kids and we would just play with that thing. But a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
It's totally
like
different.
Venomous.
It's pretty mean
yeah.
looking.
Albino
yeah.
too.
Where's a mean snake? Yeah, and they're rare.
Was it Dave from the Rattlesnake Museum?
Yeah, he came in.
Yeah.
What if so you then accidentally killed it?
Oh, no.
That
there
wouldn't have been
no...
an accident.
Yeah.
That would have been an intentional kill.
We yeah. almost accidentally got killed because yes. he was apparently this rare albino whatever and really, really, really venomous. So it was like, cool, man.
Why?
So glad he's in studio
Someone
with us.
Someone bring that.
Yeah.
to so... scare me. But I lived.
Why would they bring him into the radio?
Like, right. Right, because it doesn't. Well, no, it made a sound.
They made it
the
rattle.
Stick. They shh, were like, watch, shh, let's get really angry so you guys can hear what they sound like.
Watch this.
So yeah. Anyways,
what did we bring?
You brought your guitar and you're gonna play a song. This is way better.
Our personalities.
Boom.
Our venomous personalities.
Oh, personalities, huh?
Personnel. Oh. Nail. Person L.
Person.
Your person L.
Ha ha.
I got nothing, Shailene. You
there are people
the
from Nashville listening
name
right
in the
now.
World that, what rhymes with Shailene? Billie Jean.
Billie Jean. Wait. Ooh. Yes, Billie Jean.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
There's well a done. Button for that.
Yeah, there's a button for everything. All right, you guys ready? You're going to be playing a brand new song.
Play over this.
Along with the beat from Billie Jean. So it's going to be really exciting. We said experimental. Will you guys bust a rhyme if we put on a beat? Will you,
dude, no.
Oh. Rap. I thought you were you. At for a second, I was like, she's totally good.
Do it anyway.
I can't rhyme anything together.
Yeah.
I'm
your
a songwriter.
Your sister's name is Shailene. I mean, how, what do you, since you were a kid?
I still rhyme like crazy with maybe. You know, like those cheesy rhymes.
Maybe. Baby.
Baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Baby. Write that down.
Crazy, lazy, hazy.
Yes.
Colorado is hazy. To Daisy. 2014.
Oh. I'm like, yeah.
It was abstract.
Yeah.
There was no.
Nicely done.
No melody.
Mm-hmm.
No rhythm.
You got this. So working on a brand new record, and yeah. Is this going to be on the new record?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This is a song about procrastinating.
Okay.
About... having something to tell someone and just putting it off.
Okay.
And how long did it take us to write?
Oddly, no, seriously, it took us like 6 months to finish this song.
Just kept putting it off.
Nicely
just
done.
Just putting it off until the morning. And so that's what the song's called. It's called, what is the song called?
You know, you still don't have a name for it. Ooh. Because you're procrastinating
hey,
on a title.
Hey, you'll come up with it tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
It's yeah. demoed. We've done like a live video for this thing, and we still have like yet to fully name it. But we've been calling it Letter in the Morning.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
In the morning.
I'll write you a letter in the morning. It's the
Wait, are you ruining it right
are
now?
Are you just spoiled the ending? So that's what's going to happen?
No.
You procrastinated so long, you're just going to write a letter tomorrow?
I'm assuming
nothing's
that...
nothing's ruined.
Are we going to hear this
the
song
relationship
today?
Is at a strained
yeah.
point,
yeah.
and you want to fix things, but you just can't, so you put writing the letter...
You know, I don't even think we need a
Whew! All right.
Guys,
here, do you want your own mic?
I'm ready.
Yes.
Boom.
Awesome.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Ready? We ran over it in the car. On the way.
Beautiful!
We are warming up to Alicia Keys, and then I got in the backseat.
Who did you run over in the car? This is Albuquerque.
We ran over Alicia Keys in the car. She's here.
Let's get started. Let's get started.
Here we go. One, two, three. Ah, nope. False start. One,
all it would take to drive down to your house. I know it's getting late, but there are things I need to say. We don't have to talk today. I probably don't have enough fuel anyway. To be simple, now I can hardly speak. With you looking at me, words hold in my throat, words I try to leave while I try letting it be. I keep on moving so I can't see. These worries have a way of keeping up with me. And so I'll write you a letter in the morning. I'll just put it off for one more night.
That was really good.
That was really, really good.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Well, thanks.
So that's called Procrastination Radio Station. Good with rhymes.
All across the nation.
Boom!
Thanks for listening. The girls from
vacation.
Poema.
Ooh, vacation.
Good
there you go.
Good call.
Procrastination vacation, because you're actually getting to it.
Well,
so you're taking a vacation from procrastination because you're writing a letter.
No, I disagree, because they're not getting to
boom.
It. They wrote a song about it instead of getting to it.
That's true. You had time to write the song, but not the letter. This poor dude is so confused right now.
I think you need to just...
The song is the letter.
You need to just say what you want to say. Say what you need to say.
That's right.
Why not?
Poema.
What do you think?
You stumped us. We don't know.
That's good.
Wait. Stump.
That nothing rhymes with stump. Chump.
Chump.
Jump.
Jump.
We're going to have a Dr. Seuss rhyming session with you later. Okay. So really want to be able to help out.
Okay.
That whole rhyming thing. Because next time you come in here, we're going to have a rap battle between you and Mateo.
Oh, no.
Of all people, why?
They call me the Mad Stumpa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of...
See, I did it again. No. I didn't even mean to.
I got nothing.
That's what happens.
That song is really good.
So new record. Where can people find more information on all of the awesomeness that is Poema?
On our website.
Wikipedia?
No.
What if that was the website we gave people?
That would be awesome. You need to make a business card.
Yeah.
All right. That on the front just is your tattoo. So it just in this little script says Jesus. And then on the back, it's got the link to your Wikipedia.
You know what, though? There's actually some false information on Wikipedia.
Really?
I gave up trying to fix it. Yeah.
No, you have to talk about this.
I literally haven't looked at it in years. I can't remember what it was.
Somebody put false information about you on Wikipedia?
I don't know how false it is, but it was mean.
Okay, that's what it was.
I'm going to look
it up. That's false because I don't like it.
Yeah, but you would think that if it's you, you have a say on what Wikipedia is saying
about you. Yeah, you would think so. But you know what? Okay, when we were younger, we would write songs about like boys and like bugs.
And you don't anymore, obviously. Now you're writing completely. That letter, we don't even know. That
honestly,
was to your boss because you were trying to get the day off.
Honestly.
It's totally different.
We had a song called Boys and Bugs, and we're like to smile, come bring me flowers, like that sort of song.
Right.
Because we were 15 or whatever in high school. And then on our Wikipedia page, it says something about, like, the lyrics have no depth, you know, that sort of thing, which we're, you know.
It was the first
EP. I know. Like, I know. But it's on our, it's like a fact about Poema now, according to.
That you have no depth?
Yeah, like no depth.
You're on Wikipedia over there.
What? I want to know what is said about them.
I'm just going to link it. That's all.
Poema. It's okay. Whatever.
Oh, you can't find it.
Wait, you can't find it?
Musical group.
Oh, gosh.
All right,
it's time to accept this.
Well, see, a lot of radio stations, when they have artists in, that's usually how they find information about said artist. And then they, instead of doing real research, they just go to Wikipedia. So then they ask questions based upon that. So I think we need to do a segment.
You have no lyrical depth.
Yeah. So we need to do a segment now that is the stereotypical radio guys interviewing you guys on how, you know, your band.
And, okay.
We don't know each other. Right. This is totally different. All right, you ready for this?
Yep.
All right, welcome back.
Hey!
Hanging out here with a new musical group.
Good morning.
Poema.
Poema.
Hailing from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Poema is Spanish for poem.
That's right. According to the group's MySpace page, the sisters were surrounded by music their entire lives, starting with their parents. Is that true? You guys are surrounded by music your entire lives?
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So it says your parents began in bands and started playing around. So what are some bands that your parents were in?
Oh, you know, the usual.
Wow, you're the worst interview. No wonder people write nasty things on Wikipedia. You're a terrible interview. Gosh!
All right, fine.
Here, put that on Wikipedia. They are a terrible interview.
Okay. But you know what? My dad did. We grew up listening to, what is it, U2 and Junior Brown.
Oh,
like
Wait, Junior Brown or Jackson Brown? Because there's a difference.
No, Junior.
Junior? Okay, that's cool. Whatevs. Hey. What about the Jackson 5?
No. What about not in our house.
What about James Brown? Wait, what does that
just
mean? Gosh, okay. One, they're racist. Two, they have terrible...
It says racism already.
Okay, good. All right,
it says that.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Poema!
Gosh, you guys moved to Nashville.
No wonder you had to move away. You had to leave New Mexico.
I actually love this song. I love Michael Jackson.
That's good.
We don't have to continue the terrible interview because this is just spiraling.
I love
out
your
of
interview
control.
Voice. Yeah, though. It sounds right. like
sounds like
that
our nose
thing you do?
Is stuffed
okay.
up.
The guy from That Thing You Do?
Which one?
The guy!
The main guy who talks like that.
That guy!
There's more than one guy in that movie.
Pretty sure. Just obliged. That guy.
Incredible. I love it when you guys come in.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is fun. We put you on the spot. We do crazy things. Oh, but you can. Man. We're not the stereotypical interview, so there you go. I didn't even ask you where the name Poema came from.
It means beautiful masterpiece.
Does it?
Yep.
How did you know that?
It's on Wikipedia.
Boom!
Oh, okay, that's... All right, then.
No,
did
wait,
you,
it
did
is...
you find the mean part?
It is, yeah, I found it.
Isn't it mean?
It says,
it's so mean.
One review of the group's material found the EP, Sing It Now, to be lacking in lyrical material.
Oh.
But also went on to say that Poema has got a certain spark about it.
Ah, there you go. See, you had the spark,
got
just
spark.
Not the depth.
Another review claimed
the
EP was simply about teenage love.
Oh, okay.
That's weird, because we were teenagers.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's really, yeah, that's bizarre.
Wow.
Weird.
Amazing.
Whatever. Well, I'm sorry we're not like...
We're like all mad.
Like Lord. Oh, talking yeah. about weird whatever.
Tigers on leashes.
Yeah.
You guys don't have a tiger on a leash?
We sing about the real world and we
the
get
real
criticized.
Teenage world. The secret life.
Oh, I had a tiger.
The American
man.
Teenager.
Yeah.
Secret life.
I want to see what T-Swift's page says about her. Because when right. T-Swift was 16, I'm pretty sure that girl was rocking
I don't wanna, boys. I don't want to go on Wikipedia all day. I will get lost in this
there
if I
go.
Start.
All right.
There is a Twitter account called What Taylor Does.
Oh my gosh.
And really?
It's like... this poetic narration of her life about like what it might be
I'm
and it's hilarious.
It's
you have
so
to
all right.
We'll read
what
it
Taylor
to you later.
All right. Yeah. There it is. Poema. The one, the only. The two, the only.
The
whatever.
Hey.
So not Wikipedia for information on you guys.
No.
But
yeah.
if people want to keep updated
yeah.
with
honestly,
shows or what you guys are doing.
Yeah, honestly, just the best is like our website, but probably more accurately our Twitter.
Okay.
Because we update that more.
That's rare to hear Twitter. It's usually Facebook.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or Instagram.
Facebook.
I'm like,
and
Instagram?
Facebook,
what?
Yeah, you know what? Our Facebook and our Twitter and our Instagram, we just update those constantly.
That's how I found out you were in town, was because of your
Instagram. Yeah.
All of a sudden I was like,
that's how we
wait, what? You're in town?
You know what? People are getting married via, because they met on Instagram. That was a wrong placement
yeah.
of via. I'm sorry.
They're getting married through Instagram? Instagram can marry you now?
Man.
I don't know how that works.
I can't. I'm so glad
comments.
You're in school for songwriting ability. We're going to work on, you know, grammar usage. And,
hey, I didn't finish
your rhyming,
high school.
You know,
wait.
Stuff like that.
Oh,
wow,
man.
Amazing. We got to take a quick break. We're up against a break.
Up against a wall. Let's
yeah.
do it.
So we got to do that, but always fun to have you guys in the studio.
Yeah, thanks
That's
for
cool.
having us.
Of course.
This was so, yeah.
Yeah.
This was cool. I like it.
Shout out to all the Nashvillians who are listening right now via Twitter.
Your friend
hey,
in the
my
restaurant.
Bros.
Oh, Jake. Hey, Jake.
That's right. Shout
Thanks
out to all the
listening.
People. Yeah.
Hey, listen to Cardboard Kids. They're
Cardboard Kids.
All right.
They're a band from Nashville.
We're going to go get that list from you now.
Yeah.
That, yeah. You were supposed to give me like 6 months ago.
That's
Cardboard
Jake.
Kids is
That's
a must,
good.
Though.
Okay.
I linked your Facebook on our page.
Oh, sweet.
So if you're listening and you are on Facebook,
that picture,
too.
Of us right there. That's Jake.
Okay.
That's
we're
Jake.
Gonna do, we're
Shout
gonna be releasing
Jake.
A Drake cover of Hold On, We're Going Home.
Wait, he's not yeah. wearing a white stripes t-shirt. That's are you sure that's the right guy?
It's got a skull.
Oh, I'm
on
positive.
It's underneath. It's underneath.
Who's
that
wears
kid?
Wears a wristband.
Aww,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. Poema's information available.
It's up.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can check out all the links, everything you need to know about the ladies.
Yep.
Woo-hoo. You guys head back to the Nash Vegas.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
All right.
Quick break, right back. We got some Imagine Dragons. We've got a lot of stuff on the way coming up.
Let's do it.
You know, not terrible. Saints of Valerie, one of my new favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. On the way back, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
I'm shaking it.
Yes!
This is a good show.
I know, right?
Those girls are talented.
Poema, if you missed it, you're going to have to catch the podcast. That was amazing. Had a chance to catch up with them.
I'll say this. Old Dale taught his daughter how to play the guitar.
Yes, he did.
She's very good.
Yeah. So that was very cool. And we got a list of bands.
Oh, yeah.
From them. They see about 1,000 shows a day.
Yeah. If we start adding people and you don't like them, you know
blame
who to blame.
Poema.
Passing the buck
we should
every
totally.
Day. Team Awesome Morning Party, it's not our fault.
Next week's New Music Tuesday, let's just do all Poema. There you go.
Poema's picks.
Poema's picks next Tuesday. And if you don't like them, we'll give you a link to Poema's Facebook page.
We'll give
page.
You their email, their personal
and their Twitter.
Emails, and their Twitters.
All their information, you yeah. can have it. I'll Shailene's cell number.
Yeah, we
all
got
that.
It.
We got it.
To the highest bidder. No, wait, we can't do that.
That's like illegal. We can't do. Who said that?
It's illegal in the friendship handbook. So friendship. If we want to stay friends, I'm thinking we should probably not do that.
So Don is telling me right now that it is snowing in Nashville. For
real. Are you serious?
Yeah, and the temperature is dropping as the day progresses.
Man, it's getting warmer out here. It's getting colder out there.
Crazy.
I don't know what's happening, but
weather. Who needs it?
Hope you're enjoying your new year. It is 2014. Next week we get back into normal. Normalcy, normal show, normal schedules.
Yeah,
got a brand new segment coming up next Thursday that will be right here in this spot. I'm excited about
that. Is going to be
next
great.
Thursday, 9 o'clock hour, Theology Thursdays. We're going to have Brian Nixon and or Jarrett Petro coming in. Those dudes are scholarly.
It's going to get thick, people.
Because we do a show on Wednesdays called Shock Therapy Live where we talk about personal things, whether mm-hmm. it's drinking, whether it's a drug addiction you're dealing with, whether it's pornography, whatever's going on in your world. We just want to hang out and talk. And so that's more of a depth, personal
more
level.
More of a diary situation.
Thursdays are going to become more of a, hey, man, I was reading this. What does this mean? Why this? Why is it that we can't do this?
Why do they believe this, but they don't?
Right.
And where does that even come from?
So starting next Thursday, we'll have Brian Nixon hanging out with us in studio, along with Jarrett Petro from Calvary Knob Hill.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, man. Smart, I'm really excited.
I think Benix could be the smartest person I've ever met in my life. Yeah. Except... possibly rivaled, but in a different way, by Don's little brother, Hunter, who is crazy smart. Let me give you an example of the way he thinks.
Okay.
So we're riding Rock and Roller Coaster at Disney World.
Right.
And we're like, let's sit on the back. And he's like, why do you want to sit on the back? And I was like, well, it's faster in the back. You know, like, it just... And I believe it's because when you get on a roller coaster, you feel more of the momentum if you're on the back of the car.
Right, because you're at the front, you're already going over the hill before
right,
the rest
you're
of you.
Like halfway down the hill and then you whoosh, but on the back, you're like, whoa, whoa, right. Whoa, it's pulling, you know?
Yeah.
So you're feeling the momentum.
Yeah.
Well, then we sit down and we're getting ready to go, and he leans over and he said, you realize that there's no way it could be faster in the back, because if it was, then our car would go through the rest of these cars. And I was like, yeah... I meant it feels faster. I'm sorry. I should have clarified that. He's so smart. And he knew that. He was just trying to help me out. You know, like, hey, right? That kid's going to be.
You ever heard of a little thing called physics?
Yeah. Seriously. That kid, he's going to be like a brain surgeon in a few years.
He's going to be the guy at the beginning of World War Z that they go try and find because the world depends upon him.
The difference
he's the doctor.
He would make it. Because he's also, like, trained in how to just live.
How to just stand up.
Yep.
How to not slip.
How to not slip and be done.
Gosh!
You were disappointed in that part, weren't
you? I was.
If you don't know what we're talking about, it's because you haven't seen World War Z.
And it's okay. You don't have to.
Also, we're very random, so you probably never know
what
we're talking
about. You know what? It is January 2nd. It is the first show of 2014 for Team Awesome Morning Party.
Woohoo!
People are still on vacation.
Yeah.
Having fun.
We're just kind of chilling out.
Yeah. Enjoying our day. Helping you guys out on the Facebooks. Giving you some fun things to talk about, like movies of 2014.
Yeah, we're going to come back. We're going to throw out a few listener choices.
That's right. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Hello, hello.
Happy Thursday that feels like a Monday, but thank the Lord it is Thursday.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
First show of the new year for Team Awesome Morning Party.
That's right.
We had a poem in studio.
We had a new intro.
Yeah, we did.
In case you guys didn't notice it.
You can catch that on the podcast at mystaticradio.com. Now, we were talking about 2014. It's a new year, which brings thousands of new movies.
New movies.
About a... tenth of them I will end up watching.
New movie.
We posted a link from a story at Yahoo Movies. They counted down the top 40 films that people are most anticipating.
Yes.
For 2014. Pretty good list.
Yeah, we had a huge amount of feedback today. 4 people replied on Facebook.
Well, it is Christmas break.
And granted, we did move on pretty quickly
this
from the topic.
This is why most radio stations are on break for another
We're not
week
on
or
break.
Two.
We don't stop working. We can't afford to.
We're listener-supported.
Listener-supported. If you want more information about that, go to our website, which is currently not working.
There you go.
Go to the app. There's a free app on the iTunes and Android market.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you'll find it.
Yep.
Maybe search for Poema's Wikipedia and you'll find more information. Not at all.
We asked the question, what film are you most anticipating for 2014? And thanks to all the feedback.
Yeah, Kayla says, Harris to You, the highly anticipated low-budget documentary on the minimal yet ever-so-impactful changes in facial hair and hairstyles of Steve-O and Mateo.
We were just talking about this off the air. That's hilarious.
She said, brace yourselves. It's borderline majestic.
And I would agree.
Kayla, you get a like on Facebook.
Awesome.
I'm going to reply to it. Thanks, Kayla.
The funny thing is we were just talking about that off air, the facial hair slash hair and how it does. We do change styles regularly. Usually in coordination with what movie we just saw.
We try to mix it up for our webcam people.
You know.
All six of you. Yeah. We hope that you're pleasantly surprised often.
Hey, man, that hairstyle I saw last night on Sons of Anarchy was kind of cool. I think I'm going to do that for the next month and a half. Check out these new tattoos I got on my forehead.
Nah, for real. We were watching World War Z last night, and I was like, oh, man, I'm starting to miss when my hair was long.
Yep.
Crap.
And the sad thing is, we're men, right?
We're men.
We're men? Okay, we're watching World War Z, and looking at that, and I said, man, I just can't get my hair to do that. It poofs in the back. And you said, my hair looks exactly like that. And then Chrissy said, your hair looks good long. You should grow it back. And we had this entire conversation about hair in the midst of pandemic zombie chaos.
Chaos.
We're just like,
chaos.
Yeah, that
chaos.
Man.
I just invented a word for 2014. Chaos. It's
yes!
a combination of cray or crazy
and, awesome.
And chaos.
Oh,
chaos.
That was close.
Chaos. That's some chaos, yo.
Yeah.
My name's DJ Chaos. Oh, man. So many. You heard it here first. Yeah, so we're watching World War Z. And then Steve-O's like, gah, did you see Brad Pitt get away from those zombies? And I was like, he was gorgeous. That's what happened when I watched. Let's see. Stefan says Bubba Boy 2. Stefan,
what?
You made that up. That's not happening.
Got so excited.
I know. Jake Gyllenhaal doesn't have to go back to that well. He's doing fine.
That first movie was so
Jacob hilarious. Agrees with me. Amazing Spider-Man 2. Mm. You get a like. And then Santos wanted to remind everybody, God's not dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that Newsboy song?
I think so.
Is there really a movie?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Looked it up. Apparently there is a movie based on a book based on the song.
Wait. Are you serious?
Something like that.
Okay.
Maybe the song was also based. Anyway.
There you go. What is your most anticipated movie of 2014? The finale of The Hobbit, maybe?
Ooh.
Guardians of the Galaxy? Dawn of the Planet of the Apes? Yes,
Amazing
please.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Oh,
Interstellar.
Man. Dude,
Jupiter Ascending.
Yes. Oh, man.
Or Edge of Tomorrow. Check it out. There's a bunch of good movies coming
out.
Yeah.
Transcendence.
Maybe they'll be good. Dumb and Dumber 2.
22 Jump Street.
Godzilla.
We know too much about nothing.
Amen.
Sweet. Well, we got to go. Middays with Mitch are up next.
Yeah.
Enjoy the wonder of her sultry voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We will.
Is that what that is?
Tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow's Friday, people.
Yeah, just
you know
happened.
What that means.
Today was Monday, tomorrow's Friday.
Tomorrow,
best week ever.
It's a day of chaos.
That's right.
We'll bring it to you.
Featuring Sam Swan of the Baptist Convention in New Mexico, maybe because he hasn't said he's not going to be here, so we're going to pretend like he's here.
He's an agent of chaos.
Till tomorrow, it's Team Boston Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.